Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Open Web Conversations Around the Fediverse, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! We would like to thank our sponsor, GoDaddy. Build your client sites using the flexibility of a managed WooCommerce store from GoDaddy. If your clients are looking to expand their store, you can deliver them a fully customized WooCommerce site. Tell you more about GoDaddy later in the show, but let's get into the conversation.
Hello and welcome to Do the Woo. And also welcome to the first episode of the newly announced Open Web Conversation show. At least I think it's the first one, but for sure it's my first one. So I'm super excited and a bit nervous. I hope I can make it through with proper English. Otherwise, Alex will correct me. My name is Matthias Pfefferle, and in this show, I will talk with my guests about the Fediverse, decentralized social networks, and the open web, and, but not necessarily, about WordPress. And my very first guest is Alex Kirk, who fits perfectly into all of these topics. I think that's why he's my first guest. Welcome, Alex.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show as the first one. Should we make a short introduction before we start, Alex?
Yeah, of course.
It's your stage.
So I'm Alex Kirk. I'm from Austria, from Vienna. And yeah, I've been in the WordPress space for many years. I'm working for Automattic and I've been there in several roles around translation and Matrix, WordPress Playground, things like that. But I've got this hobby that is very much centered around decentralized things, so often with a WordPress background. So yeah, I think this is why I've gathered a bit of expertise in the field, and I'm trying some things that WordPress might not have been designed for.
So we got in contact years ago. Is it already double digit?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, because you have a lovely little plugin called Friends, and I was working on some similar plugins and always only focused on the publishing part, but not on the friendship part, because I thought, okay, that's too tricky and it's a spare time project. And then I stumbled over your plugin, and Friend is very self-descriptive. So I thought, okay, he already did that, so why not contact him and join venture? So that was years ago, and it turned out very successful, I would say. So why not talk a bit about the Friends plugin? I think that's the oldest and most successful one, isn't it?
Maybe, I don't know. It's always a bit hard to determine success of plugins when you're not really trying to gather too many stats and rely on maybe WordPress.org install stats. But I think in the end, for me, the number of people using it is, you can feel it by interactions. So yeah. So I think it was in 2018 that I started Friends. And I was coming from this perspective that, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of how Facebook has been treating users and user data, but I think the concept is quite interesting, that you can get a feed of your friends and family of what they're up to. And I was thinking that actually WordPress might be a suitable place to do something similar, but in a decentralized way, where not one company would have all the social network data and basically control of everything. But that, so my thought was, could you also do something similar, but instead of having something centralized, can we connect the different WordPresses together using friendships? And then you don't even have to publish something publicly, but you can also do it privately. So that's, I think, one thing that is also pretty good about how Facebook approached things, is that you can post just something for a limited circle of people. And this is actually already something where I got into the first little problems with WordPress, because WordPress is really designed for publishing. It's at its heart. Like when you press, when you want to save a post and you want to publish it, there's a button and it will publish it. And it will naturally transition from draft to publish, but you can't really make it to transition from draft to private. So as soon as you choose this post should be private, it's a way of saying it's now kind of published, but within your private group. So, yeah. And so
the public thing was built into Friends from the first version on, or very early on? Okay.
So one big idea of the Friends plugin was that if you connect to WordPress's, there can be, you know, a trusted communication path between those two WordPresses. So behind the scenes, there would be authenticated RSS feeds that would also include private posts that you make. And your WordPress would gather the private posts from your friends into your own feed. So if I publish something privately, all my friends would receive those private posts. And that was the whole point of it, so that you could do private publishing and your friends who would be friends with you and in their WordPresses would have the feed of their friends, and I would have the feed of my private like the posts from my friends.
That is really awesome, because you invented a protocol based on everything that WordPress kind of already supports. This is amazing. How does that turn out?
What do you mean? Like, it works. It's maybe a bit of a hack in some regions of WordPress, but yeah, I think the basic concept works. It's just...
But aside from the works thing, do you have any experience how many people rely on the core follow the WordPress style principle?
No, I don't gather any stats. I don't really know. I know that sometimes people ask about this, but it certainly isn't the biggest selling point of Friends at this point. So it turned out to be a bit of a niche thing that, I mean, even I don't have, like, I have more friends who don't have a WordPress than friends who have a WordPress, like non-technical friends. And I think to this day, with the federated web or Fediverse, we're still running into this problem where for some people, it's just easier to sign up somewhere rather than trying to own part of their experience. And I think we'll go into that a bit later as well.
Okay, but that is an interesting point, because now that you say that, I would assume that this is also possible with Friends following non-WordPress sites, because I think we are very similar in that we are at least starting with building stuff for our own purposes. So everything you say about most of your friends are not WordPress users, I would assume this changed Friends a bit, or the core protocol?
Well, to a certain degree, the Friends plugin also started as a bit of a selfish plugin for my own needs, right? And one thing that it all...
That's the best ones, so...
Yeah, that makes you use them. And so the one thing that was also built deeply into Friends is that there is this concept of your... So on the one hand, of course, you can become friends with other WordPresses, but you can also follow any RSS feed. So, I mean, you know, not only WordPresses generate RSS feeds. And, but, you know, contrasting it to other RSS readers, it's very much focused around people. So one person might have multiple blogs, but they might also have multiple other outlets where they're posting, like social media. So when I started Friends, I had this concept of feed parsers, where one person could have many feeds attached to them. And actually, initially, controversially, a friend would be a user on your own WordPress.
Oh.
That was a low permission user.
Yeah.
Which didn't, I don't know. For me, to this day, I think it's a non-issue, and it's actually a pretty elegant way of saying, like, if I get a receiver post from outside, I can associate it with a user inside WordPress, and that user has a password nobody knows, they can't log in. But I mean, over time,
that's so bad that users do not have the same feeling what technically makes most sense.
For some reason, people are very conscious of who is on the users list on their WordPress.
We're in Europe, yeah.
Well, anybody. Like, it was one of the things that most people didn't like initially about the Friends plugin. And also something that I heard and changed. But, well, at that point, I mean, we're still a bit in the history. So initially, I added some basic open feed standards. So like RSS and Atom, of course, but also JSON feed or micro formats, so that you could also follow people who would have like their blog or their website marked up with like those micro formats that basically go into the HTML attributes and make the site parsable, so to speak. But I then also created additional plugins to extend the Friends plugin with some kind of hacky-ish ways of following people on other platforms as well. So for example, there is this project called RSS Bridge, where you can, some people wrote custom parses for all sorts of websites. And there's this Friends plugin, how you can then also get those parsers basically feed into your Friends feed from people. So you can follow people on other platforms.
So it's kind of bridging the proprietary Twitter API to
exactly
a format that Friends understand.
Yeah, and at the time there was also a quite interesting browser extension called FraidyCat,
okay,
which had its own custom JavaScript parser called FraidyScrape that could also scrape things like Twitter and Instagram and SoundCloud and Pinboard and YouTube and so on. And so I ported it to PHP so that I could use it in WordPress. And so initially it was mostly centered around like getting feed parsable data from around the web from people who publish stuff.
Now that you talk about all these history things, I remember why I stumbled upon your plugin. Can you remember the, how was it called? NoseRub?
I don't recall.
Platform thingy? So it was one of the earlier decentralized social networks. And the nice thing about the NoseRub idea was that they had not really one protocol that they rely on, but they tried to give us a URL and we tried to find something to scrape or the RSS feed. And then they kind of built a timeline thingy. So, and I had the idea to bring that, at least the idea, to WordPress. And while I did some research, I stumbled upon your plugin and thought, okay, someone already did all the work. I was a bit sad and impressed in the end. So the early version of Friends was, to repeat that, kind of a, you could follow other WordPress sites and with kind of a custom protocol that also supports private kind of direct messages.
Well, it was RSS, right? So not a custom protocol.
Yeah, but
just authenticated.
Some kind of, hidden RSS feed? Or,
well, it basically, you had a special URL at your friend's blog, and if you got that, you could get their private post as well.
And the follow-up feature was to also be able to follow other non-WordPress sites and proprietary or closed social networks through other formats like RSS, Atom, JSON feed, and or through the bridging things, which is amazing. So in the end, it is still possible to follow my blog. And aside from that, to add, if I would have an Instagram account, my Instagram feed and my Mastodon feed and my Twitter feed. So you could, you know, me as a person would be unique in your system, and you could follow all of my content spread out in the internet.
Right. Well, maybe not Instagram, because they're pretty strict and limit IP addresses pretty quickly as soon as you try to do anything automated.
We shouldn't do Instagram and Facebook as an example.
So. Yeah. But what you say is also quite interesting from the perspective of that you might have different types of content. And that's also something that I built into Friends pretty deeply. Something that has been already kind of deprecated from WordPress at the time, which is post formats, where there initially was this idea that you would post different types, funnily, different types of content, but WordPress post type is something else yet again. But so post formats would be things like a standard post status, an image, a video. And I was also coming from this idea that if you look at any social network, technically it's just subscribing to a feed and publishing something, and that gets distributed. So in the end, it could be done with RSS. And all you need to do is separate it out into the different formats again when you receive it, and then display those received pieces, maybe grouped either, for example, by friend or by all images. And then you would have something like Instagram or all videos, and then it would be something like a personal YouTube. So for each feed, you can basically say either auto-detect the content, or this is an image feed, put it in the image post format.
If Dave Weiner would hear this podcast, he would applaud to this, that most modern decentralized protocols are not much more than following an RSS feed. But you are right in the end. So yeah. Okay. And I have not stopped there.
It didn't stop there.
Yeah.
So actually, I looked it up just before, and it was in 2022.
Okay.
When I probably discovered your plugin before that. So the activity plugin for WordPress.
I poked you a lot of
times. It took also a bit of time until it clicked. And also, like, you know, sometimes how you have this idea of like, yeah, it sounds kind of similar, but you don't get just the right way of connecting them in a way that feels really well-fitting. But yeah, at that point, I actually contributed the pull request to your plugin, because it was the way that I was doing things with like RSS Bridge or FreddyCat, that another plugin could extend the Friends plugin and provide its own feed parser. So I added an ActivityPub feed parser for the Friends plugin to the ActivityPub plugin. And what it meant was that you could also follow people over ActivityPub, but all the ActivityPub communication would be handled by the ActivityPub plugin, which I think already I pushed you into some areas where you're feeling like, I didn't intend to do this. You're like, I was wondering whether initially this was just pushing your limits maybe a bit.
It was funny because I think I merged that, and then some month later we did the complete opposite and removed it and implemented it in Friends. So it was kind of a back and forth thing. But maybe we get a step back and talk a bit about ActivityPub so that everyone hopefully understands it a bit, what it is, what it means.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to do it? You're the expert here.
You are the guest. It's your stage.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably to this day, I don't know ActivityPub as well as you do, but I know enough for fitting the pieces together so that you can do like most of the things that, as I said, a social network would want to do, but in a way where the activities that you do are distributed to your followers. And there is a mechanism that you can register as a follower, but that doesn't have to be on the same server where the original person is. So at its heart, I think ActivityPub is a protocol that is based on HTTP and can submit activities to inboxes of your followers, and they can either respond by posting to your inbox, or to a limited degree, there's also the concept of outboxes where you can also fetch what somebody else has been doing. So it's a bit of a push-pull concept that allows, when you have the right infrastructure on the receiving end, to build your own feed of what the people you're following are doing and establish communication between you and the others. There's concept. So I think to a certain degree, you can even compare it to email. What if a social network would be built on email? And whenever I say something, I send an email to all my friends or followers. And the ActivityPub server or the implementation helps me keeping track of who I should send something to.
Yeah, it's even the same wording with inbox and outbox. So yeah, I like the analogy with analogy.
Both works.
Okay. With email a lot, because it feels like the social web version of email in the end. Yeah.
I think in general, like for explaining federation to people, like also I've been active in the Matrix space, and also there the concept of email works well for explaining like this whole concept of like there is a server that can receive stuff on your behalf. And that server can be shared by many people. And that at its heart is federation. And while people think it's very new, like it has been done with email for a really long time.
And that is also a very nice comparison, because it's also the hosting part or the as a service part is very similar to email, because you could use one of the big providers. You could go to a hosting service and let your on-premise hosting with your domain, or you could even use, as you mentioned, it would with WordPress on your shared hosting environment. So that is also very similar to email. Yeah. And so now we have the custom protocol thing. Everything that lets you subscribe to something. We have decentralized protocols like ActivityPub that works with friends. What is missing?
Yeah, I think what makes other platforms interesting to people is that you have very nice ways of browsing them. There's all sorts of different ways to access them. So talking apps at this point, and that's something that people enjoy from other services, and that's something that where websites might be a bit bad at it. So basically when I added the ActivityPub support to the Friends plugin, it was already pretty established, the Mastodon platform.
Let's not talk about that one. You have to mention the how you use Friends before. I really like the export thing. The export to your Kindle thing. So we have to mention that.
Okay. We can talk about that. That's maybe even more niche. And that's how I use the Friends plugin.
But that's impressive.
All right. So I have made the Friends plugin and this way of consuming content from anywhere in the web. I've kind of taken it one level up to the point where I also use it like as my own bookmarking service, or some people would use something like Pocket, for example, where you can save articles that you thought were interesting, or even save articles that you thought you should be reading, but you don't have the time at the moment, or you don't want to read it on the screen. And so I have this small workflow how I can, if I go to a page like Hacker News and I find something interesting, I can send it to my own site and it will download the content of that post for my own reading. And then once taking that one step further, because I'm actually a person who doesn't enjoy reading articles on screen, long articles. I don't know. Maybe it's a matter of attention. It's a matter of being in the right mood of reading something. But I really enjoy reading on my e-reader. And so the first part, the saving things, is a plugin called Post Collection, where you can collect posts and organize them into technically their own users. So for example, as a German speaker, I have one bin or one collection that's for English articles and one that's for German articles. And then I have this plugin called Send to eReader, where I can take all those articles that are new to my personal inbox, so to speak, and it will export them as an EPUB file with chapters and send it to my e-reader so that I can then, when I feel I can sit down and read, or I don't know, maybe, you know, in a more comfortable place, I can just read the articles in a format that's, yeah, just suited for e-readers.
So you invented the ultimate feed reader. Everything is compatible with friends, or is the e-reader thing a separate thing?
Well, if the send to e-reader, it takes its source from WordPress posts.
Okay.
You can also download, like if you just want to download an archive or an EPUB of your own posts, you can go to WP admin and use bulk export or like the bulk function.
I thought it was part of friends, so I apologize. But as you said, it is even possible to also export the unread posts of your friends and then read them in the evenings on the couch.
Yeah, basically, it just keeps track of what was already sent to the e-reader. And it's, I mean, there's also like, because at some point I started like just geeking out a bit on e-readers. There's, of course, everybody starts on Kindle, I suppose. And it has this function called send to Kindle, where you get a special email address. And so in the friends plugin, you can click a button, send new articles to the e-reader. So one of them would be Kindle. And then I switched to a pocketbook reader, which has a similar service called send to pocketbook, where you also get a special email address and you can send posts there. But at some point I then switched to the Tolino platform, which doesn't have this feature. So I had to find my own workaround on like how to actually do that. And it turns out that it has a web browser, very limited one, but still. So I have this page that I have bookmarked on my e-reader where I can access all my articles that I've saved and in a, you know, like a checkbox kind of format. And I can click and rearrange before I click download. And then it will compile a book from those articles and with table of contents and all of that.
This is amazing and very nerdy.
Whether you're just starting to build that Woo shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus software, plugins and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
So one reason for the success of ActivityPub, I think everybody might, or I don't know, in my opinion, Mastodon played a big role into making ActivityPub popular, even though it itself didn't start on ActivityPub. But still, I think it created this ecosystem also of developers who started to create apps for Mastodon so that you can consume your Mastodon feed in all sorts of different environments. So there have been phone apps, there have been web apps that even do funny things to your feed and regroup it and all sorts of things. And I realized that this is something, you know, it's an open platform. This is talking to Mastodon. But couldn't I also, like, you know, if it talked to my WordPress, I could also use all those nice apps. But yeah, what does it take? So I started trying to I mean, it's not a matter of reverse engineering, but I tried to implement the Mastodon API, but on WordPress. And initially, it was a pretty tough thing because, like, lots of crash debugging of apps. The apps that I wanted to use, they all kind of crashed sometimes, even though, like, I got over the first hurdles pretty quickly. But every now and then, it would crash and crash so hard that you couldn't even see why it was crashing. So it took me a lot of figuring out which details of the Mastodon API spec those apps were expecting that, well, technically it's not a spec, but that was written in the Mastodon API as, for example, an ID would be a string, but every app would expect it to be a number. And for internal implementation reasons, I kind of took it literally. And for some things, I used a string as an ID that I would communicate to the Mastodon client and then it would crash. But long story short, yeah, there is this plugin called Enable Mastodon Apps for WordPress that allows you, as soon as you install it, to go to any Mastodon app. And that could be also like one like Elk or FanPy that's kind of a web app. And instead of a Mastodon server, you enter the URL of your own WordPress. And what happens is that you can then see either your login page if you're not logged in, or an authorized dialog from your own WordPress that asks you, like, this app would like to connect to your WordPress. Do you want to allow it? And as soon as you do, that app will receive the posts from your WordPress. And while there is like a strong connection to ActivityPub, the ActivityPub plugin and the Friends plugin, it also works on its own. So that you, if you just install that one, you just receive the posts on your blog, which I also have my own use case for that. Because I've got two kids, and for them, I don't really feel comfortable with posting stuff of them online. But we are kind of drowning in photos and stories. And one way to get hold of that is to have our own private blog for that. And just using Enable Mastodon Apps, it gives a really nice view of the posts that we do. And it's a very nice way of posting, you know, quickly on the go, posting a short story about what funny kid thing the kids said, as well as for grandparents. For them, it's a very nice way to browse that private site that is otherwise not accessible from the web. So that's one use case. But if you combine it with the Friends plugin and potentially the ActivityPub plugin, then you can have your feed from your Mastodon posts, like from people on Mastodon, which is compiled on your own WordPress through the Friends plugin, and that will be then streamed into the Mastodon app. So technically, it's like your own Mastodon instance by using three plugins for WordPress.
And even more, because in the end, you are bridging RSS feeds and WordPress blogs to the Mastodon app. So,
although some don't really like long-form content.
From the user perspective, you can't see a difference between an RSS feed and a Mastodon account. And that's amazing. And the idea is genius because you could do two things. One thing would be to build an app that works like the Mastodon app, but speaks the WordPress API, which is very limiting. And you have to know how to build an app. And the other way around, it's not simply, but to simply implement the API and use whatever Mastodon app you want, and even more because the Mastodon API is kind of the de facto standard for federated platforms these days. So you could even use the, I would assume, the PixelFed app to publish to your blog. And that's genius. And if it works, it's really simple. And I would say it's the web and WordPress developer way to build an app.
Yeah, because in your first approach, I would have to build at least one app for use case. And therefore, yeah, it allows using any app.
Yeah, and we are developers. We are sadly no designers. And I would assume if one of us will, no offense, but if one of us would build an app, that it wouldn't be as nice as the most famous Mastodon apps, I would assume.
I don't know. But also, I think it's
challenge.
It would be limiting to only do an app for WordPress, yeah. Because as big as the WordPress ecosystem is, as I said before, at its heart, WordPress is for publishing. And what I'm doing with the Friends plugin, the following of people, is something that I don't know too many other plugins that do that. And therefore, in people's minds, WordPress is just for publishing and not for your own consumption. So people typically don't think about for reading something from the web to go to your own WordPress and have that be the basis for that. Because, yeah, there's so many details about the Friends plugin that I hadn't mentioned. So, for example, there's keyword notification for if one of your incoming posts has a certain keyword that you're interested in, you can get an extra email. Or there's blocking stuff. So if one of your friends is always talking about their dog and you couldn't care less about that, you can just block those posts. So it means that you're in control over the incoming feed much more than on other platforms. I mean, the most platforms at a certain stage receive those kind of the muting and the blocking and all of that. But if you have it on your own server, I mean, especially if you're a programmer, but even if not, there is nothing in the way of you to get those kind of features because it's just processing data that you fully control.
So with Friends and the ActivityPub plugin to speak the protocol Mastodon and other servers are using, and together with the Enable Mastodon apps, you have kind of a comparable, with Mastodon comparable, self-hosted, low resources version.
Exactly that.
Federated platform with core WordPress. So there's nothing more you have to... In the end, it would work on a shared hosting environment.
Likely, yes.
Yeah, keeping the traffic thing aside, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's different aspects to that. So on the one hand, if you have an incoming feed of posts, you can... Like, I push my own WordPress to its limits, so there's like many ten thousands of posts in there, and it's still fast enough. But you could also say, like, I don't want it to consume so much space, so that you can ask it to only, you know, keep the last 1,000 posts so that you have a decent timeline. And if you, like, it can even do things like, if you have reacted to a post, for example, bookmarked it or something, it won't delete it. So it could still remain as your kind of your own database of stuff that you read. And there were so many occasions where I basically told somebody else, oh, I recently read this, where was that? And then I'll just go to my own website in the Friends page and search for the keyword because I know I read it there and it will contain all the posts and I can search them.
So why is not every WordPress user using Friends?
Well, I think the personal website has become less of a thing these days. Many years ago, it was the only way to express yourself to friends. And now there's like all these other closed social networks that if you manage to get most of your friends there, you have a pretty good experience.
But WordPress is still 40% of the internet, kind of. So there's a lot of potential.
Yeah, but WordPress also works well for shops, for restaurants, for business use cases. And even though I would still say even those are potentially candidates for using Friends or at least using ActivityPub so that you can reach customers also on those other platforms, I think many people just don't realize it. And maybe that's something that we can change, but it certainly needs to be, people need to be made aware of that. And made aware of that possibility. And overall, I think WordPress, we could take it even further as this platform that could be a basis for hosting even other things that are equally private, for example. So I'm still trying to find some time to write something like a recipe plugin that's also for your own purposes. So what if my mom posted my favorite recipe of whatever food she used to cook on her blog and maybe privately, and that would then be shared with me through the Friends connection? Or if, yeah, one other thing that I'm doing is keeping my family history in a WordPress using a wiki kind of thing where that's also like a private use case where people don't consider that you could use WordPress for that. And I think that might be for the future of self-hosting, I think WordPress is actually a pretty good place to go.
Do you mix that up with your main blog where you publish articles? Or are these different environments?
I personally use a WordPress multi-site.
Okay.
Where I think a last name domain is pretty nice because you can use all sorts of subdomains that work for the whole family. So to a certain degree, I think as a nerd of the family, you can be kind of the federated host for all sorts of other family members and all sorts of other applications. So, yeah.
But you use the feed reader thing on your main blog?
Yes, on my own.
Okay.
Main blog.
How can we get that to the people?
Yeah, I think there are certainly aspects where we're still lagging behind. So I think discovery of new posts is something that in such an environment is hard. Like, how do I come across new people to follow? This is a place where other social networks...
The central services in a decentralized world.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly concepts that you can do. So, for example, in the Mastodon world, there is the concept of relays, where your server will get to know all sorts of other things. And if you combine this with subscribing to tags, you could receive all sorts of other content and at least have some sort of...
Without following them directly, yeah.
If you have your, I don't know, JavaScript feed, you can find people that you think are interested and then follow them and pick from that. Or, you know, coming from the friends idea of like connecting friends between WordPresses, I maybe was a bit too privacy focused initially that you can't even expose your own network easily to other friends so that they could use your network to discover who else you're friends with.
So with the evolution of the different formats you used for friends, is there any experience you can share or anything that made click in kind of, okay, this is what I want to have and this is the easiest thing to explain to end users?
As in how the Friends plugin works or?
Yeah, and how you worked with the Friends plugin, how you evolved it to the next spec, feature, you name it.
I mean, for me, it's pretty obvious as soon as you can show somebody else on your phone, like your feed of posts that you're reading, and then you can tell others, like, this is not Mastodon, this is just my own WordPress. That's where people kind of start asking, how can this work? Like, how does your WordPress get those other posts? So I think that's a pretty, like, being able to show that there's all those different ways to view content from the internet that you made your own WordPress aggregate for you and then gives you the ability to also segment them based on post formats. So that when I open the PixelFed app and connect it to my WordPress, that I can only see the image posts. I think that's pretty, pretty powerful.
Yeah, I think this is the big advantage of the idea of the Fediverse and the already grown Fediverse is that you started with a custom protocol. That's kind of a hen-egg problem. You only can follow others if they have installed the same plugin. Then you implemented a kind of workaround to follow other sites without the handshaking thing. But this is a one-way thing, so you can subscribe to their feeds, but you can't push something to them. And the Fediverse is, for me, it combines both ideas. So you have a protocol that is already widely adopted. So by simply installing the plugin, you have access to millions of other users that can follow you, that you can follow. So it's not the other person has to install the plugin. It simply works. And from that perspective, it helps from the first day on. And that's the difference I see in the history of your plugin and how it evolved. And the nice thing is that it is still backwards compatible. That means if there's still people you can't access through the Fediverse, you can still follow them. And in Friends, you kind of unify all this data. So it doesn't, you do not have to care where it comes from. You have one nice stream with all that content you could simply consume. And that's amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, I think, I mean, as I said before, like I'm also not a UI designer. So the Friends plugin ships this way to view your own feed. But given that you also have the ability to use any other Mastodon app, and I mean, it's another plugin. So maybe at some day there comes along another API that's really useful. It could also be, you know, the Friends plugin is really based on extensibility. So what I said about the Fediverse and Mastodon, maybe at some point there will be a Blue Sky plugin so that when the federation happens there, which, I mean, they still have to prove it. And I think what I have seen so far from the protocol, it's certainly not as easy to implement and add as ActivityPub, but that therein lies the compelling reason for, you know, hosting this myself in this very open way, but open, you know, kind of selfishly for my own benefit to be able to reach out to any other platform and bundle it for myself. And yeah, since it's an open source plugin, anybody else can just have this and getting a WordPress hosted somewhere to try it out. And even like in WordPress Playground, where you don't even need hosting to try it out, it's a quite interesting way to just take a look at it and see if we like it.
You could even try the subscription thing in Playground. Yeah, that's...
Yes. Just not... You can't get stuff pushed to your...
Yeah, Playground. Like the federation part wouldn't be possible within side of your browser, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the best place to find out more about the Friends plugin?
At this point, I would say it's still the plugin page on WordPress.org.
Okay.
I'm in the process of creating a landing page that explains things a bit better. So
you already have one, but you want to improve that.
Exactly. And let's wait and see. It's
okay, we keep that URL secret until you have...
Well, I actually, to be honest, I'm in the process of considering like actually moving that also to my subdomain. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But certainly the best place to get started and also read about my thoughts on Fediverse. And, you know, I've got a post about, you know, it all started with this post that says like a social network is basically an RSS feed in disguise, over posts about like how you can have your own WordPress as a Mastodon instance using those free plugins. So over to, yeah, WordPress might be a good basis for self-hosting. And you can just find that at my blog at alex.kirk.at, AT as in for Austria.
And that is something we have to come back to, because my first WordCamp Europe in Berlin, they had these badges and it was only possible to add the Twitter handle on these badges. So you are at a conference for the most used CMS system, and it was not possible to put the blog URL on your badge. So I really appreciate that you haven't mentioned any kind of social network but your blog instead. So that's amazing. That's a perfect start into the open web conversation about the Fediverse and decentralized networks. We will no longer mention some proprietary networks. It's even forbidden to mention Mastodon URLs. No, just kidding. Yeah. So we have the URL you can find out something about Friends. We have your blog. Anything else that comes to your mind that you want to share with our awesome audience?
I think the most important thing is just to open up your mind about where you could get your social media info. You know, it can be your own blog. You can have your own website upgraded to join other networks. And I think it's a very interesting way of showing how the federated web is not limited to all those services that you hear about, the Mastodons, the PixelFeds, the Lemmys, whatever. But because of the protocol, it's so interconnected that also your own blog can be a first party or like first class citizen in this whole system.
Perfect final words, I would say. So I'm so happy that you took the risk to be my first guest. And I hope this podcast will help to spread the word and get you some downloads and some new users, a lot of new bug reports. Because
or plugins that extend it. So
yeah,
there could be themes for the Friends plugin. I think in the end, you know, like since it's a plugin that I can use for my own personal needs, I could see others doing the same, and just having more people using it for their individual needs would lead to it being even more versatile.
Perfect. Then contribute like hell.
Thank you.
All the listeners. And thanks a lot. And we put every link in the show note so that you do not have to revert and
rewind and
type what Alex says and again, read the sublines. Yeah. And we will be back with hopefully an as exciting person as Alex. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Bob WP again. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, GoDaddy. If you've yet to subscribe, you can find us on your favorite pod app on the Fediverse, and to get all things Do The Woo at dothewoo.io/subscribe. So until the next time, take care.